with Jeff Kurtz and Ray Horner. David Wilson back here at Canal Park. Ryan Baker, our engineer and producer on site. On we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. 2-1, Moeller leading Olentangy Orange. In the D1 championship game, Jacob Tabor facing Toby Huber as the Crusaders bat here in the home fifth. Tabor has been excellent today. He has given up just 2 unearned runs. He gets a strike over on Huber. It's 0-2. Toby Huber 1-for-2 in the state championship game. He takes it way inside for a ball. Toby Huber 1-for-4 in the state finals with a sacrifice fly. Here's the 1-2. That's drilled to deep left center field. Going back, Laddick, still going back, and he cannot get it. Over his head, it rolls all the way to the fence. Huber will stop at second with a double. Laddick ranging way back into left center field, could not flag it down. A two-base hit for Toby Huber, his second hit of the state championship game. And Nathan Manley will step to the plate.
Well, Huber put a good swing on that one. One hop, the stadium mustard sign out there in the power alley in left center. Great job by Laddick, though. He got a great jump on that ball. Looked like he was going to catch it. I think he got glove on it, but just about a half a step short of making a great play there.
Here's Nathan Manley. That one is taking a strike, and the count goes to 0-1. Time will be called here. Tom Marker will come back out to, again, confer on the mound with his Pioneers with a runner at second base. They want to keep this a 2-1 ball game. My friends, the Ohio Dairy Farmers would like to wish all participants good luck in today's state tournament championship games. They remind you that chocolate milk is the official beverage of the OHSAA. An 8-ounce serving of low-fat chocolate milk is a natural source of high-quality protein and 9 essential nutrients. Power your potential with chocolate milk. I usually go with an 80-ounce portion.
You're drinking it right out of the jug,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Who stops at 8? 0-1. Nathan Manley at 1 strike with Toby Huber at second base for the Crusaders. The pitch inside. Manley kind of steps out of the way of that one. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This is a 7-inning ball game in high school baseball. One ball, one strike. Tabor checks the runner now to the plate, and a high fly ball playable out in center for Jacob Laddick this time. He makes the catch. Huber holds. That is the first out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Clay Burdett will head to the plate. Coming up after the game, we'll have the presentations of the runner-up and championship trophies. And Ray will be on the field for post-game reaction, interviews and thoughts from players and coaches. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. Huber's coming to third. Breaking ball strike. Throw down to third. Not in time. Huber with his second steal. Both have been steals of third. And he now has 32 on the year.
A good read that time by Huber, as Tabor didn't give him the second look back, and he got a pretty good jump on that stolen base attempt.
Next pitch. That's taken inside for a ball. One out, runner at third, and that forces the infield to come in for the Pioneers. So they are playing in on the grass. One ball, one strike. Tabor pitching. That's behind the batter. And Covert goes lunging out to his left to flag it down. Boy, that was a great stop by the catcher. And that saved a run. 2-1 Moeller. Bottom of 5. Here is the pitch. And a base hit ripped into left field by Burdett. Huber comes in to score. That makes it 3-1 Moeller here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The top-ranked team in Division I, they extend their lead to two runs here in the home fifth. Burdett with his 28th RBI of the year.
Well, that's a great piece of situational hitting right there. You know, Burdett, a kid that hits the ball hard all the time, just absolutely punishes the ball. And that time with the infield drawn in, he just ripped it through the 5-6 hole.
Swing and a foul by Niehaus. Out of play, strike one. Charlie Niehaus looking to put the ball into play. He has struck out and walked in this championship game. We're in Division One. The last two standing, Moeller and Olentangy Orange. The pitch taken inside, delayed steal. Throw goes down to second base. A futile attempt with Burdett almost at second by the time Covert threw that ball down to second. 0-2 with one out, but now a runner in scoring position. Burdett with his 14th steal. And right now with a two-run lead, Moeller starting to get pretty aggressive. Tabor steps off.
I think Tabor's taken more looks and more throws to second base today than I did in my entire high school career. He's thrown or turned about eight or nine times already today.
There's been a ton of traffic on the bases. Here's a ball popped up. It's out to shallow center, but going out. Dando, he reaches up. He got leather on it, but couldn't hang on to it. He drops it. Charlie Niehaus at first base. We'll see how they score that. It was a blooper behind the infield. Dando got right there, reached up, had it, and just dropped it.
Yeah, he looked away just as he was about to catch the ball. He looked away, looked down to see what Burdett was doing, thinking he might have a chance to double him off.
That's ruled an error, Jeff. They're fourth.
Yeah, he had that right, you know, he had that right in his glove.
Connor Christensen will bat. Still only one out. The pitch. Breaking ball, Steve Reich. And it's 0-1 with Conlon Daniel waiting on deck. The threat continues to brew here. Burdett at second, Niehaus at first. And the 0-1 is on the way. That's ripped into right field. That's down for a base hit. It gets to Eichel on one hop. Burdett rounding third. He's coming to the plate. The throw there, not in time. RBI single by Connor Christensen. His second hit of this state championship game. That makes it 4-1. Moeller here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
Well, the Crusaders now here in the fifth inning finally showing, giving the folks a little bit of an idea of what got them here. Great situational hitting, clutch hitting, good at bats, just staying within themselves at the plate, getting pitches that they can put into play. We're going to have a...
We'll have a pinch runner situation here, I believe, Jeff.
Yep.
Niehaus at second, Connor Christensen at first. Two runs are in. We have players going from the Olentangy dugout down to the bullpen. And Ray Horner, this inning has just advanced exactly the way Moeller has wanted. Not only execution-wise, but they got the break on the dropped pop-up.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. Fundamentals galore here by Moeller. Even the bunts, but the speed and taking the extra base and taking advantage of the opportunities.
Fly ball to deep right field. Eichel falls down, still recovers and makes the catch as Daniel hits a fly ball to right. Great recovery by Evan Eichel on the play. Niehaus tags and comes to third base.
Now Eichel's slipping around. He almost fell down when he made the throw. And Tom Marker headed to the hill. This is going to be it for Jacob Tabor.
So runners on the corners, two outs. By the way, Forrest Day is running for Connor Christensen at first base. Another conference for the Pioneers. They do have action going in the pen. He has not made the point down to the bullpen yet.
Now Toby Huber's up and throwing. I'm sorry, Josiah Ross Number two, Josiah Ross up and throwing for the Pioneers.
Well, the meeting breaks up.
He's going to stick with Tabor.
So Tabor will stay in. Well, again, you look at the job that Tabor has done today, guys.
His defense has just let him down.
No question. Four errors. Here's Ethan Sweat. He had a long fly ball to center field back in the fourth inning that was caught by Laddick. Delayed steal. No throw down to second this time. So Forrest Day steals second. It was run, Forrest, run right there.
I was waiting for that.
That one taken inside. Two balls and no strikes. He's trying to keep you guys entertained here.
I was going to try to get that in when he first came in before you had a chance, but you were patient, jumped right on it.
Got to move quick, Jeff. Ball three outside to Ethan Sweat. Three balls and no strikes. Second and third for the Crusaders, leading 4-1 now. Here is the pitch. He takes a strike. He could take another if he wishes. So a three-ball, one-strike count. The lefty deals. Swing and a miss. He had the green light. First base is open. That was an 86-mile-an-hour fastball blown by Sweat. Carter Christensen is on deck. And the pitch. And he checked his swing, went around on it, strikes out, and the side is retired. That's a big strikeout for Jacob Tabor, his third of this championship game. But two big runs for the Moeller Crusaders, three hits, one error. They left two, and they have stranded seven. Five in the books in the D1 title matchup. It is 4-1 in favor of Moeller. Let's pause for these messages from your local stations. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.